Honolulu Civil Beat takes us to Washington, where we get our reality check with reporter Nick Gruby. He kicks off a two-part series on Mr. Case Goes to Washington. Morning.
Hi, Catherine. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so interesting story you have. He had a big first day, didn't he?
Yeah, well, the new Congress was sworn in yesterday, and there was a lot of excitement, particularly in the House, where Democrats took control for the first time in a while. And in fact, it was a historic day for the House. In the November elections, we saw what many people are calling a blue wave, in which Democrats took 41 new seats, which, of course, gave them the gavel, and they elected Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. A few other things to note about this particular group of freshmen is that, with all of the incoming freshmen, we have a record number of women in the Congress, which includes two Muslim women for the first time and two Native American women for the first time. The Congress as a whole is the most diverse, racially diverse in U.S. history. And we also saw the youngest woman ever elected to Congress in Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Now, amidst all this is White Congressman Ed Case, a white guy from Hawaii who's been there before and is considered a freshman despite the fact that he's been around before. Of course, he served from 2002 to 2007 as a representative representing Hawaii's 2nd District. Now, typically, a first day is boring on the Hill. Maybe not boring. It's more ceremonial, I guess. And this time around, it wasn't. That's because we're still in the midst of a partial government shutdown. So one of the first things that the Democrats in the House did was vote to end the shutdown, which, of course, President Donald Trump and the Republicans in the Senate do not seem likely to help end themselves.
Well, you know, I remember covering Ed Case's win election night the first time he went off to the nation's capital. And so it's interesting seeing him come back. So clarification again. So he really doesn't get any credit for the time that he was in Washington. So he's still considered a newbie. Is that right?
He is still considered a freshman, but what's interesting is his seniority does carry over in certain aspects of governing. One, curiously enough, is selection of his office space. He was able to select offices ahead of the rest of the freshman class because he'd been there before, which he seemed pretty excited about when I talked to him.
Gotcha. Okay. Interesting. And then what can you tell us about your story tomorrow?
Yeah, well, we actually published it on our website today, and it's part of what will be an occasional series for Civil Beat, in which I'm going to speak with Congressman Case from time to time and try to get an insider view into what's actually happening on the Hill and sort of how he's operating there within this this historic Congress as it grapples with the with not only governing or trying to govern in a partisan environment that we see today, but also one in which Donald Trump is president. And, you know, as they try to provide oversight and be at least some sort of check on the power coming out of the executive branch.
Yeah, well, a very interesting time to be in Washington, D.C., and we're glad you're there covering it.
It is very fun, and thank you so much for having me on today.
Okay, well, we'll be checking back with you from time to time because lots of action there. Thanks so
All
much.
All right, that sounds good. Thanks, Catherine.
Okay. That was reporter Nick Gruby with today's reality check. To read his full story, visit civilbeat.org.